How you doing? We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. And it's Nick DiGilio on WGN. Welcome back to the show, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can also send your text, 312-981-7200. You can check us out at facebook.com/Nick D Show, which is, in fact, the best way to stay connected with us. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. So like us there. All right. I'm always happy to welcome my next guests to the show. Two of my favorite guests have been joining me regularly, at least once a year, for many years now. It's Tom McBride and Ron Neef, and they are the creators of the Beloit College Mindset List, which is a really very, very cool thing that is released at the beginning of each school year in the fall. And it describes the things that incoming college freshmen have and have not experienced. And it's always a lot of fun. It's an enlightening list. It's a funny list, and educational, and it makes you think. And it also makes you feel very old. Well, in addition to doing this list every year, they do have a book called The Mindset List of the Obscure, 74 Famously Forgotten Icons from A to Z. It's a terrific book. We had them on to talk about that. And you can check all the information at themindsetlist.com, themindsetlist.com. But we have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. The reason why they're joining us now is because it's a new year, and so there are some new babies born, like, every few seconds. And they have put together a list of 20 questions that new parents are going to have to ask or have to answer over the next couple of decades as they raise the college class of 2038, if you can wrap your mind around that, college class of 2038. So some parents are going to have to be able to answer some questions. So Ron and Tom have put together this list of 20 questions. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So how have you guys been? Well, Tom, why don't you tell us, first of all, again, the backstory behind the Mindset List, which is one of my favorite things, as you know, Beloit College Mindset List, which is released every fall. Give us a little background on that before we jump into this parents' advisory.
Nick, in the 1990s, there were a lot of lists out about college students, and most of them were sort of ill-tempered. They talked about what college students didn't know, how culturally illiterate they were. And Ron here had the idea that, perhaps Beloit College had put out a list not based on the cultural illiteracy of entering college students, but based on events that had to them always seemed normal or particular information that to them would seem actually quite abnormal if they were presented with it. So this was really an attempt to sort of do a cultural biography of entering college students, an annual cultural and social biography of 18-year-olds. And it became known as the Mindset List, the Beloit College Mindset List. I joined the project in 1999, and by that time, just 1 year into its inception, the Beloit College Mindset List was so hot that yours truly was sent to one of three Hajiras to the Today Show. And the rest is history.
Can you give me a couple of examples of maybe ones that were on the early list, 98, 99?
Well, the early lists talked about the almost total lack of experience that these students had, with the Cold War. This was 1998, 1999, and, these students had been about 10 years old when the Cold War ended. So they really hadn't figured out what the Cold War was all about, and then, it was largely over. So, those early days were really spent, a lot of the list of those early days really dwelt on how this was no longer a Cold War generation. They were no longer informed by that. And then, I would say starting about 2003, 2004, the themes began to shift away from they don't know about the Cold War, too. They can't, in fact, remember when there was not an internet. They have become, a generation of digital natives, we call them. And that's been sort of the dominant theme since then. Now, there's been a lot more, but those are a couple of really dominant themes. But the Cold War thing was really big, Nick.
When it started.
You know, back in the late 90s.
It's amazing at what I noticed. Yeah, go ahead.
I recall one of the items, you know, was, you know, what Berlin Wall? And things like, you know, what was an Iron Curtain? Because we were getting reports from faculty that students were not aware of these things, and part of the idea behind the list was to make sure that faculty thought twice about using references to anything from the Beatles to Clinton to Watergate, et cetera, without explaining it, because this was no longer second nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you guys have mentioned, Tom, was how much the list has become technology driven.
Very, very much so.
Yeah, because it changes.
A third of it every year is deals with things to do with technology. I mean, this year's class that entered was born the year that Google started. So, I mean, this has been part of their life.
Right. Yeah, it's really amazing. It's always a lot of fun, and people can check out. You guys have the lists archived, correct?
We do, and you can find every list on themindsetlist.com.
Okay, themindsetlist.com.
Right.
All right. Well, it's a new year, and you guys came up with the annual the parents' advisory, 20 questions that new parents will need to answer. Tell us a little bit about how this list and these questions became.
Well, this was, again, Uncle Ron's idea. You know, we thought about 4 or 5 years ago that, you know, we should try to do something for the new year. And, of course, in the last chapter of our first book, which is called The Mindset Lists of American History, we do a futuristic chapter. So, you know, we sort of pride ourselves on being prognosticators.
Right.
And Ron came up with the idea, well, you know, instead of just predicting what's going to happen, why don't we put it in the hands of parents and say, okay, we have all these new parents, and they got these, you know, mewling babies. But, of course, you know, they don't just mule and throw up the whole time. Eventually they grow up and they start asking questions, just as we asked our parents questions. And so what sorts of questions would they be asking over the next 18 to 22 years?
Yeah, and that's what you put this list in.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Ron, let me ask you, a lot of the things that are on this list of questions, how did you guys come up with the fact that these things could indeed happen or will happen?
Well, it's sort of the same thinking that the mindset list looks at 18-year-olds, and we look back, and we're trying to do the same thing here. We just put ourselves in another dimension and look back from 18 years from now. And, you know, when you realize that today you've got things that have totally disappeared that 18 years ago, you know, who would have thought that we'd be saying, you know, you won't need keys for things. CDs will have disappeared. And so on. Now you start doing the same thing and you start thinking, are there going to be gas stations in 18 years? So Tom and I, who we have a regular correspondence, and these things just keep coming up. And so we narrow it down to 20 at the end of the year and try and we probably won't be around to see how right we are.
And you guys had to narrow it down. How did those decisions come about, Tom? How was it whittling it down to just 20?
Well, we have about three criteria. You know, first of all, is it at least reasonably plausible, because we all know that our crystal balls are very dark.
Yeah.
Secondly, you know, is it catchy? Is it going to be funny? And you know, the third, I guess, to some extent, which is sort of pivots off the second, you know, is it going to be satirical? You know, is it going to sort of, you know, touch a nerve? You know, for example, one of the questions on the list was, you know, a kid asks his or her parents, are you telling me that President Clinton's father used to be president too? Mm. So, you know, this is a little bit of satire on, you know, the whole, you know, Bush-Clinton family dynasty,
sure.
you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So those are the three criteria, you know, some degree of plausibility, satire, and then, you know, catchiness or funny.
Okay. All right, Tom, Ron, hang on, okay? We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna go down this list of the 20 questions that you better be ready. If you're parents of newborns, that includes my producer Dan Chagru, who has a 7 month. She's 7 months old now, right? She's 7 months old.
She is.
Yeah. Good Lord, how big is she now?
That's a good question. I don't know. I can't remember her weight. She's
Aren't
normal.
You supposed to know? The weight, and by the way, how long do you guys continue to say her age by months?
I've heard that like 18 months is when you can start.
That's when you cut it off? All right. Well, Dan, you better listen up.
Cause, I'm with you know, bated ears.
Emily's going to be asking these questions, man. All right. We'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN with a parental advisory from the Mindset guys right here on 720 WGN. We'll be back. Morning, everybody. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's a Wednesday morning, and we've got some TV stuff coming up. We talked with Dan Feinberg a little bit earlier about the best TV and the Golden Globe TV stuff. And then Dan is actually going to give Esmeralda and I a quiz. Going to quiz us on some TV stuff. We also have a couple of other TV things to talk about, so we're going to talk a little more TV. But right now, we're talking with two of my favorite guests ever, Tom McBride and Ron Neef, who are the creators of the Beloit College Mindset List, which describes things that incoming college freshmen have or have not experienced. They put it together in 1998. It's been one of my favorite things every year. But they have now put together, because it is a new year and new babies are being born left and right, 20 questions that parents are going to have to answer as their children grow up in this day and age. And Ron and Tom, welcome back, gentlemen.
Good to be back.
All right. Let's see. Ron, why don't you tell me, give me one example of the questions that you find funny or intriguing or cool.
Well, one of my favorites, you know, they're going to ask, why do all those pharmacies and food markets have steeples and look just like churches? Well, Tom suggests there won't be any Presbyterians left. It's, you know, just within about four blocks of the college, there are four churches, two of which are up for sale. One has been sold. You know, these churches are starting to merge, and you're left with buildings with steeples that are going to have to do something, and they're going to become, maybe something called holy foods.
Oh, man. That's very, very funny. That's very funny. Tom, what about you? Do you have one or two that you really like?
Yeah, one of mine is, you know, how come I have to wait till I'm 7 years old to get a smartphone? that's one of my favorites. And another one is, you know, can I have a virtual pet dog for my next birthday? Mm-hmm. Those are a couple that I'm particularly fond of. And, of course, you know, they really do predict that, you know, while the current millennials are digital natives, the next generation will be super digital natives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the idea of, you know, the question of what was the real benefit of going to a store to buy something.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I could see that happening much sooner than
that's right.
Than 20 years.
That's right.
I could see that happening with the next two.
Well, you know, I think one year on the Mindset List, we actually, I think it was in our book, The Mindset List of American History, was in the futuristic chapter, and one of the items was they never had to leave the house for anything.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's almost gotten to that point now where you don't even have to leave the house. You can get provisions. You can shop. You can, if you don't have a job, you could conceivably just stay in your house all the time.
Well, and I heard a guy the other day on radio who's just written a book called The Lonely Office. You know, in which he talked about how, you know, offices are getting more and more empty as more and more people are electing to work from home.
Yeah. How about this one? Number 13 on the list is, with all these jobs getting replaced by machines, which is kind of what we were talking about, when do you think governments will get wise and guarantee annual minimum incomes?
Right. You know, many of our sociologists, political scientists think that, you know, that is, you know, really coming, that, you know, well, once upon a time it was that, you know, jobs could be outsourced. But now, you know, they're becoming more and more robotized. I have a good friend who works at, you know, one of the biggest tech companies in the country. And he has predicted to me that in 20 years, robots will be asking us if we want fries with that.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised by that. Well, I mean, I know, you know, this is happening here in the Chicago area. It's happened for years now. The automatic checkout at a grocery store,
yeah, right?
Where you no longer need you know, grocery checkers anymore.
That's right. And every time you basically goes through one of those, that's somebody out of a job.
Yeah, that's happening all over the place as well. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Ron, what. What the question about what Russia is going to be called in the future? Can you comment on that, Ron?
The idea of Putin Putania. the rise of dictators of late offers many of those opportunities again for the renaming of countries, and Putania, I think, could be a good possibility.
Yeah, I like that. That's the question. Was Putinia once called Russia? That's the question. But my question is, when it becomes Putinia, does that mean everybody is required to walk around shirtless?
Ride a motorcycle.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, North Korea, they all have the same haircut.
So. Yes, they do. That's very, very good. Let's see. What about this one? I love this. How long have people been summering in the Arctic? That one's kind of scary and a little bit sad, I think.
Yeah, it really is. And, of course, you know, not long ago, you know, we discovered that the temperature in the Arctic on a particular day, now to be sure this is just one day, was about the same as it was in West Texas. Now, you know, to be sure, it was an unusually cold day in West Texas, but yeah, we're still talking about West Texas.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
That may be a kind of canary in the coal mine. As you say, it's scary and sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Listen, you guys always do such great work. I look forward to the Mindset List every year. And how can people see the full list of the 20 questions? Are they available at themindsetlist.com?
Yeah, if you go to themindsetlist.com, it's the headline feature.
Okay.
It sure is.
Okay. Tom, Ron, thank you guys so much. You guys, I love your work. You're two of my favorite guests, and I'm so glad that you guys are contributors to the show. And we'll definitely, if not sooner, talk to you in the fall.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
We feel the same way about you, Nick.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
You bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Ron Neef and Tom McBride, who are the guys who put together the Beloit College Mindset List, which is really a wonderful thing. Go back and look at the archived lists. They're just really great. They make you think, they make you laugh, and they make you feel old. They're very, very cool. So check it all out at themindsetlist.com, and check out the 20 questions that parents are going to have to answer because their kids are going to be asking them. Check that out as well. Themindsetlist.com. We have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Take a break. We got the news coming up next here on 720 WGN.